wonderful afternoon to be having a show. And it's amazing to me how long it stays daylight here. So we don't even need spotlights, just God's light up there, the big spotlight, the sun. I think that's heading back that way now. But anyway, we hope you can see good, and we hope you can hear good. And for those of you that follow my career, you probably know a lot about me. You've probably read quite a few things through the years. So you probably know that I grew up in the Great Smoky Mountains of East Tennessee, back in the United States of America. And I was a country girl. I grew up on a farm in a family of 12 children. There's 6 girls and 6 boys in my family. My mother and dad got married when my mother was 15 years old and my daddy was 17. And when my mother was 35 years old and daddy was 37, they already had 12 children. Now that's working pretty quick, don't you think? Some people ask me, they say, well, were you Catholic that you had so many children? I said, no, we were not Catholic. We were just horny hillbillies. I guess I think you call it horny around here. But anyway, we were fertile, just the same. But anyhow, my mother and daddy worked very hard to keep us going. You can imagine, just country folks with that many children. But we didn't have anything that money could buy you. But we had all kinds of good stuff. Things like love and kindness and understanding. And we always had something to eat on our table, even if it wasn't always what we wanted, or as much sometimes, but there was always something to eat. We always had a roof over our head, even if it did leak in the rain sometime. And we had a bed to sleep in, even if we all slept 3 and 4 in bed, and even if most of the kids went to bed. But that's family. You miss things like that at the new league home. But we had a lot of good things. We used to always grow our own food. We only went to town every now and then, usually to get coffee and sugar. That's about the only thing we couldn't make ourselves. And flour. We used to grow our own cornmeal. And we made our own, we took the corn to the mill and we had our own cornmeal. So it was a simple way of life, and I'm sure a lot of you folks can relate to that. And when you have that many kids, you also know that you don't have a lot of clothes to wear. You have to wear someone else's hand-me-downs. Or people have to make you clothes out of scraps and things that someone sent you. So this little song that I'm going to sing to you now, I'm sure that we would love a coat of any color, as cold as it gets around here, but this one is a true story about a little coat that my mother made for me. And I'll dedicate this to all the good mamas that we have out there, and to your mama, wherever she may be, whether she's in heaven or still here or even at the house. This is for